Today's program has been brought to you by Kane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit Kane5.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Good afternoon. This is Nathaniel Coburn here in the studio with Renee Pepperone and Lisa Bloodgood from the Bushwick Eco Action Network. Bushwick Eco Action Network, or BEAN, provides a forum for ecological observation, exchange, organizing, and action. Inspired by the principles of permaculture, BEAN seeks to create a more balanced urban ecosystem in relation to Bushwick's neighborhood growth. You can visit them online at bushwickbean.org. Renee is a freelance documentary filmmaker and permaculturist, and Lisa is a scientist and the environmental advisor and community liaison to New York City Councilmember Stephen Levin. Good afternoon, y'all. Thanks for coming in to talk with us.
Hey, thanks Hi. For having us.
You used the term ecological observation. I just want to dive in and ask, what does that mean exactly?
Renee, you want to answer that one?
I'm going to answer that one. Basically, there's a lot going on in the world outside of ourselves. We're part of that ecology, the relationship between our environment. We are nature working. That's kind of the idea around it. Usually you think of environmentalism and you think of the outside world. Well, we're kind of want to bring into the discussion that we are part of that nature, part of that ecology. So it's about relationship mainly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did the Bushwick Eco Action Network come about? How did you all form?
Lisa?
Actually, I have been working since 2009 at PS123 in Bushwick, which is an elementary school, and working on their garden. So we started planting sunflowers and moved on from there. And actually, Renee came last year at Bushwick Open Studios.
With a mission. I wanted to find interesting environmental work and art creativity going on in the neighborhood. And
right, and I was there. The kids were doing a lemonade stand and talking about the garden, and I was there gardening, and Renee and I hit it off and pretty much couldn't stop talking.
Oh, fascinating. And what sort of issues do you see coming about in Bushwick that drove you towards this? Like, what are we looking at? What are some of the problems? What are some of the opportunities?
Right. So Renee and I have both lived in the neighborhood. I'm nearly a decade. She's at a decade. And we have, I guess, we've seen many things, many organizations or groups kind of come and try and start a garden or do something. And they kind of
the Bushwick Farmers Market, which actually is one of the more successful ones, but things that we're feeling like needed a little more popular support. Mm-hmm. And then also, as Lisa was saying, people were upstarting things that were already happening in other parts of Bushwick, but people didn't know about it. So it was sort of like we both were very excited in strengthening the network that's already or the organizations that are already existing. Mm-hmm.
Bushwick is just seeming to begin to organize around environmental issues. Many parts of Brooklyn are extremely successful and have really active networks going on, and Bushwick is fledgling in that in mm-hmm. regards. So we wanted to, like Renee said, strengthen the networks that were already there and reinforce that, yes, this is something Bushwick is really hoping will stick, and environment is where we live and not some like abstract thought of like a park upstate is the environment. It's actually here, and we should
be paying attention to it. Crack in the sidewalk, there's a weed growing out of it. That weed sometimes is really useful. It's just we need to identify it, and it also represents the fact that we can't stomp it out. It keeps pushing back, you know? So yeah, instead of
life finds a way.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So we kind of wanted to highlight that Absolutely. And network that attitude.
I also want to say one other thing. There is a population that's in Bushwick and has been for decades that actually many is it's a large immigrant population, and a mm-hmm. lot of these people come with a knowledge of, you know, farming and food and this kind of tradition, and they come here and they feel like they kind of have to abandon it. And so we also help to, or we want to try and help to, you know, be able to utilize some of the skills that the people that are living here have brought to the community and have available, but are not tapped.
Sure, sure, sure. And I understand this is a fairly young organization in the trajectory of organizations, but what are some of the strategies you all see yourselves employing in order to strengthen these existing efforts that you see going on in the neighborhood?
Well, we've already started on our outreach to existing organizations. Mm-hmm. El Puente, Make the Road, Eco Station. These are some of the groups that have been in the neighborhood for either, you know, Eco Station is new, 4 years. El Puente is decades old. So we've reached out to them. We're working with them to, you know, do programming and involve them in some of the things that we're working on. And then we've got, you know, the e-waste event. And we've got some tree bed workshops set up with Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
The crazy thing is, and that's something that Lisa and I both were like, what's going on? Like, why is Bushwick forgotten? That there's this incredible green wave of awareness and action across Brooklyn. And you look at it, and I think it really has mostly to do with the activation of the watershed. And we don't have seemingly that, like, we don't have that damage. I'm doing quotes. Nobody can see me.
On the air quotes.
Yeah. But basically, it was, these are all organizations that all of their work will apply and does apply to our neighborhood. We have all the same things. We just need to sort of like stand up and say, hey, call them up and say, we want to partner with you, which is what we did with Lower East Side Ecology about the e-waste event.
Yeah, let's move into e-waste. So you all are hosting this event with Lower East Side Ecology Center on April 13th?
Yeah, from 10 to 4 in Maria Hernandez Park.
And this is going to be an opportunity for individuals, small businesses, people under 50 members, and nonprofits to drop off certain kinds of electronic waste.
Right.
As somebody who has been personally very ignorant about that for their entire lives, what are the risks that we need to deal with in terms of e-waste? Because I totally threw out my laptop, and I know it, and I feel bad now. But like, what happens with this stuff?
Right. Well, I think most people are familiar with batteries. You know, should not be thrown away,
right.
And something should be done with batteries. And that's because, you know, the battery we're familiar with has always contained lead as, you know, one of its elements that are integral to its design.
We're talking about Energizer Duracell.
Absolutely.
Batteries.
Standard run-of-the-mill battery.
Straight up AA batteries.
Right. So we know that when we throw these away, they can leach, right? We put them in a landfill. They're out in the sun. Maybe they get crushed. And so they're going to be leaching lead into our landfills, which ultimately, you know, reaches aquifers or, you know, enters into the system again. Or
also, I mean, you throw away any of the electronics, any of your electronics. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's seen as household waste. So it's just seen as a commodity at this point. And so it just goes into the landfill. Some of our landfills have a step beforehand where it can be incinerated, right? So either A, if it's straight up in the landfill, you're getting it rained on, and the water will leach, and the chemicals will leach out of it. There are hazardous materials inside the TV, the laptop, the, on and on. And basically if it were deemed as, those chemicals in itself are deemed as hazardous waste under different conditions, because it's household waste, it's just going into the landfill and there's no regulations around it. So at this point, it's best to A, reuse, right? Gift it. There are tons of people that could really reuse your electronics. B, if it's broken, bring it to these free collection events, because they basically do it responsibly. There were issues about it not being done responsibly and it harming other populations, like in Indian stuff. Lower East Side does it with people that are all local or at least domestic mainly, And so we thoroughly check that out, and they're really a great resource, but mm-hmm. we want to keep it out of the landfill because it basically goes into the soil and into our water source.
Absolutely. And on top of that, there are reusable materials. Many of the things that we're mining, like lithium, is a rarer element and difficult to attain. And so if you can reuse it, recycle it, repurpose it from your, you know, the throwaway materials, then we do less mining. It's mm-hmm. kind of better all around.
And why this event for Bean, for the Bushwick Eco Action Network? Why what brings you all around this event, and why is this specifically important for Bushwick?
I'm kind of like a trash fanatic. Uh-huh. Personally, my I'm the daughter of a sanitation man. I was uh-huh. when I was a kid, I called him garbage man. I got yelled at. So basically,
he's your dad. I think
yeah, my dad. Right. Yeah. So so I have a long history with waste and understanding that waste mm-hmm. isn't going away. It goes mm-hmm. somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I was just personally inspired because I really love Lower East Side Ecology Center, and I have used their services a lot as an individual, and I would even go to other neighborhoods to recycle some of my waste, mm-hmm. you know. So I was sort of like, why not Bushwick? So it seems like a great, very accessible event, because also what we're doing here in Bushwick with Bean is that, you know, we don't want it to be just one population. Everybody has electronics, everybody has trash, you know. So it's sort of like this collective
kind it's of a universal
gathering
right.
around yeah. this thing, and whether people at a public park, you know, mm-hmm. where there are a lot of social crossings. So mm-hmm. we thought it would be a great event to do for that reason.
And it's just in time for spring cleaning. So
yeah, I hope you'll have nice weather for the event. The these types of events and collections, it brings up a question for me about, like, what sort of initiatives are we going to see in the future, do you all envision for, because right now this is a very, like, grassroots thing of, mm-hmm. We should be recycling these, but we don't. And not many people are telling us that on a regular basis. I mean, you know, right. it's not a thing you throw away every week, but it's a thing that you throw away, every 5 years or something like that. So you don't think about it as much, but if all of these environmental hazards are real, and I believe that they are, are we going to see a Michael Bloomberg initiative to get rid of this as well?
Well, already they're outlining. Well, they're working, and we have it on our website actually. Mm-hmm. Is in 2015 they're outlining certain items to be thrown in the no longer thrown in the trash. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the city's getting up and the legislation's getting up to speed with that. And then there's also the independent organizations like Lower East Side Ecology that's been pushing this stuff forward mm-hmm. on their own because they've seen value. You know, the more we're out there doing this stuff, the more consciousness and talking about it, the more consciousness there will be around it, and we'll move the masses into being ready for an alternate, you know, whether it's given by the city or whether it's given by others. You know, other organizations, there'll be alternates, you know, showing up. So I don't
Absolutely.
Know if that answers you.
No, that's mm-hmm. perfect. Yeah. And it's a great reminder that our environmental stewardship is our responsibility, and the only real way to get the word out is to get the word out.
and do something.
Mm-hmm. Electronic Waste Recycling Day in Bushwick is going to be held on April 13th, 2013, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is hosted by Bushwick Eco Action Network, in partnership with the Lower East Side Ecology Center. This is going to be at Maria Hernandez Park on Knickerbocker Avenue between Star Street and Sidham Street. A list of acceptable materials can be found on their website. They'll be accepting electronics from households, nonprofit organizations, and small businesses. Please note that home appliances such as microwaves, refrigerators, and air conditioners cannot be accepted. The Electronic Waste Recycling Program is made possible by TechServe, a proud and important sponsor of Heritage Radio Network. You can find listings of this event and other affiliated e-waste recycling events at www.lesecologycenter.org. Lisa, Renee, thanks so much again for sitting down with us today.
Thanks for having us. us.
Yeah, thanks.
You can learn more about Bushwick Eco Action Network and how you can get involved at bushwickbean.org. This has been Nathaniel Coburn, and I want to thank you for tuning into this program. This show, in addition to our more than 30 regularly scheduled programs, are available for free anytime on our website, www.heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.